There's a Gemara in Shabbat of Kuf Yates Amud Beis. The Gemara in Shabbat of Kuf Yates says the following thing. Let's you. La'olim yisader odom shulchanoi b'motzei Shabbos. Avo pi she'ein et soirich ela lekezayis. The Gemara tells us this is the Makor for Malava Malka. As was asked and requested that we learn the halachos of Malava Malka. Again, during these times, it's not so negeya, because these times a person is taka hungry when Motzei Shabbos comes out. So, Mela, it's important to know Stamazoi, especially when it gets to the time when Motzei Shabbos is much later, when it comes to Shabbos out, person doesn't feel so hungry, but Al Koponim, he should have had a Mekayim the halacha. So, again, the Gemara tells us again, this is the Lashon HaGemara, Lo'ovim Yisadeh Odom Shulchanei B'Motzei Shabbos, Apo Bishayin Tzorich Ela Lekezayitz. And then the Gemara brings an unbelievable Maisa. Mamish an unbelievable Maisa. The Maisa goes like this. You have Rab and Rav Avo. Rav Avo came along. He took an entire cow. He shechted this cow, ate the kidney as I stated in the Gemara, and he chucked out the cow. And that was his Malava Malka every single Motzei Shabbos. So when his son grew up, his son said, "Tati, I don't understand. You know, you shecht an entire cow just for the kidney." It's like this week's parasha. Rom Avinu shechted 3 for the tongues, right? With mustard. Therefore, his son said to him, "You wasted an entire cow, but just because you want the kidney, why don't you just go to bed eater? Erev Shabbos, when you're shechting the cow for the meat for Shabbos Kodesh, use it then. Why did the shecht one dafka for Malava Malka?" And he took the advice from his son, as I stated in the Gemara, Kufi Tesson Shabbos. He took the advice from his son, and he said, "You're right," and he stopped shechting for Malava Malka. Says the Gemara, what happened straight away? A lion came and ripped the cow to shreds. It's the son's Gemara, right? As I stated in the Gemara. Friend of Rishonim, what's going on over here? What type of punishment is this? Because he was doing for Malava Malka, and then he stopped because he's the one who hefts an oichlin, he gets that oichlin, so that punishment of the whole cow gets ripped up by a lion. It doesn't make any sense. Says the Ran, chesorin be'emuna. As we state the Ran over there in Shabbos. He had a chesorin in emuna. What's the pshat? I want to be mazbis pshat in the Gemara before we get on mamish to the halachos. The chesorin is like this. What was the machlokes between Rav Avo and his son? The machlokes between Rav Avo and his son was as follows. Do we say, as we know, by all of the expenses of Shabbos Kodesh, as well as the Gemara brought down in many places, for example, in Beitz, for example, that tells us that all the expenses of Shabbos Kodesh are on the house. It's all not nichlal in that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside for a person, be Rosh Hashanah, be Rosh Hashanah, and be made of whatever a person spends on Shabbos Kodesh, he gets back. Oh. So comes along over here, Rav Avo, and he said, "Listen, I know it's very expensive to take an entire cow, just for one Malava Malka kidney, but the Maisa, everything's free, everything is nichlal in the Suda Shabbos, and therefore it's included in Hitzar Shabbos, and it's free." Came along his son, but we're going to get that. Rav Avo tanya, yeah. Rav Avo tanya, it's included in Hitzar Shabbos, it's a chelik of Shabbos, it's coming from Shabbos, and the mail of the expense are also included, therefore I should be free just like anything else, and therefore my nafkamin, if I got it, if it costs so much money for a whole big thing, even if I only want one kidney. His son came along and said, "No, what shaykhus? It's a separate suda. It's no shaykh of the Shabbos, but it's a mil, it's not included, and that's why I said don't waste so much food." The problem with this is we know Rashi. Rashi tells us that Malava Malka's Indian is why? Covered Shabbos Kodesh. As I stated in Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Yates. Therefore the problem is, if we know that it's covered Shabbos, so of course it's concluded in Hitzar Shabbos, and it should be free, and therefore Rav Avo was taken correct. So you could tie it like this. You could say, Enochanami, you're right. Of the Lemaisa, what was included? Just the kidney. Because what did he need for Malava Malka? Just the kidney. Oh, but the rest of the animal wasn't included because he didn't need that bachlal. Right? Came along with Rav Avo. And Rav Avo said, "No, mibalt that the reason why I'm shechting this animal, the entire animal, you're right, is to get the kidney. But the entire thing is being shechted. Why? In order to feed Malava Malka. If that's the case, then the entire thing is included in Hitzar Shabbos and the Mela is free." So that was the Chayra to be Mazmer Shtikal the Machlekes between Rav Avo and his son over there in the Gemara in Shabbos. Rashi says interesting, very interesting Rashi. Rashi says over there in Shabbos Kuf Yates. On my base, have a look at Modik and Maisa, talk about Malava Malka. Rashi says over there that just like when you have a king, you have a melech, and this melech is about to leave the city. He's about to leave the mokim where you are. What's everybody going to do? Everybody's going to go out and accompany the melech. Right? The Mishabur brings this down to Aloch and Semen, Shen, in Arachai. That about the when you have a melech that's there and he's leaving, everybody goes out to accompany him. So Rashi, it's covered Shabbos when Shabbos Kodesh leaves us. to accompany the Shabbos, so to speak, with a Suda. The Shibboleth Leket, and we're going to speak about this, maybe we'll get time to say a Mordechai Mice at the end. The Shibboleth Leket brings down that there's a bone in every single one eighth of a person's body called the Naskoi. And he says over there that it's only Nana when a person eats Malava Malka, and we'll see that the tremendous mile of this is going to help every single person for Tachias Hamesim. And this Be'ez Hashem will explain when we have a Mordechai Mice at the end. If we get time, Be'ez Hashem, Mamash, we can't miss this Mice. Yeah, Mamash over there. Okay. What's the Inyan? Right, let's speak out Mamash before we get to the exact Halacha LaMaisa. What are the Inyanim of Malava Malka? So look at the Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim brings Rabbeinu Peretz, and he says that the Minig HaOlam is not to do Malacha on Motzei Shabbos. Zug D'Ra'ah. A person has to show that he's Mitzvah, that Shabbos left. When Shabbos goes out, there's a certain tzar that a person has, pain that he has, he's lonely, he needs chizuk. And maybe the best way to do it is to have a mitzvah of a suda in order to show that you need the koiches and you need the food and you need the suda in order to mechazik yourself when Shabbos Kodesh went out. There's a moedik chasam sofer. The chasam sofer in Likut chasam sofer l'ashas brings down. Everybody knows what's the summim on Havdalah by Motzei Shabbos is to give a person a koyach when somebody say relieves him, right? He gives the Havdalah, he has the besomim to bring back that. Zut Chasam Sofer, that's exactly what Malava Malka is. It's to give a person the chizik, to give him the koyach to go weiter for the rest of the week. Ad Kedei Kach, it's interesting, whereas we know that a Shabbos Kodesh brings bracha to the ganze vach, right? You have a look, for example, the Orachayim HaKodesh and Parashas Bereishis, it's mind-boggling what he says about Shabbos Kodesh. It's for another time, we'll get to Beis Hashem, have a look at the Orachayim HaKodesh and Parashas Bereishis. Aber Lemaisa, we know that Shabbos Kodesh gives koyach for the rest of the week. And therefore, the koyach has to be chal on something. And when Motzei Shabbos comes and the bracha sets in, what's the bracha going to be chal on? An empty kli? No way. So merely we have a suda for in order the bracha to be chal on something to give koyaches for the rest of the week. Ramosh Shtambach, for example, says in Torah's in Truzlan Hoggis, he says it's a suda saida. It's a simcha gedoyla that after the Ganz of Shabbos are giving Rabbeinu Shlomo Mazal suda saida afterwards when Shabbos has gone out. There's a Sefer Kilus Yaakov that brings down, it's a murder gezach that Malava Malka is a tikkun for the chait of Loshon Hara and Dvorim Betalim. Right? So therefore it's a murder tikkun. Yes. Because every single Ben Adon Chomer also has Ben Adon Namokim. So in order to that chaylik of the Ben Adon Namokim, you fixed up. Good gasha. We'll move on with, we'll finish one last Nakuda before we get to Etzim Alochas. It's a murder gezach. Rub Chaim Vital. Mordechai Mice, I'm sure everybody knows the Mice here. Reb Chaim Vital once went with his Rebbe, the Heilige Arizal, on a boat, and they went together on the Yam HaMelech. Right? The Yam HaMelech on a boat. And they went together on the Yam HaMelech, and it's Kiyadu, I'm sure everybody knows, I'm not saying any Chidushim now. The Yam HaMelech was what? Was what they say was the Be'er Shel Miriam. The Be'er, the well that Miriam had, as the company of Gans Klal Yisrael, was where the Yam HaMelech was. And the Arizal... That's something else. But this is... This is the Mokka with the Be'er Shem Miriam. That's what it says in Chazal. Yam HaMelech. What?
Melech, like
the
salt or like
the Yam. The Yam, the sea.
Yam HaMelech?
Yeah. Okay, therefore the Arizal came along and he took a cup of water from the river and he gave it to his Talmud. His Talmud drank it, he never forgot anything he ever learned for the rest of his entire life. Ad Kedei Kach, listen to this. The Inyan that the Sfarim, look at the Kaf HaChaim Miyuchad, Moyudik. There's a special Inyan, the Sfarim are very makbid on this. That on Motzei Shabbos they will drink water. What's the pshat? Because the koyach over there was not only to the Yam HaMelech over there with the mokim of Be'er Shel Miriam, but it spreads to every single mokim of water in the entire world. And that's why the Kaf HaChaim brings that people should dafka have a bit of water on a Motzei Shabbos. The Sfarim are very makbid on this, and the Kaf HaChaim adds that if a person is sick, Rachmana Litzlon Oleinu, he should drink some of this water and have a refuah.
Where is this water?
It's all over the world. Open the faucet over there, and there it is. Okay, let's go. As I state, let me go back to it. Let's get to the Ikka Alochas. We have 10 minutes to go a little bit of Alochas of Malava Malka, and then we'll finish with the Mordechai Mice. First thing we have to know, what is this Malava Malka business? Is it a chiyuv, like Shalosh Shulos we learned, Be'ez Hashem, we learned it yesterday, or is it just a nice mitzvah, a gavaldik has to do? Many Rishonim, and this is Kimat Lemaisa, Rov Rishonim, hold that it's a mitzvah ba'alma. right? Ba'alma, we say ba'alma, but it's a mitzvah, like every other mitzvah, like over here, nobody would have a think about whether or not he's going to light Hanukkah, or whether or not he's going to listen to the Megillah, or all these sorts of things. This is a mitzvah, as we state in the mitzvah, in Shabbos Kriyas Yotzes, called down the Radvaz, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that it's a mitzvah, ba'alma. However, I have to tell you, Kama Rishonim, for example, Rabbeinu Yerucham brings down La Halacha that it's a Chi of Gomor. And the Chai Odom seems to go this Mahalach, the Ketzi Shulchan Aruch goes this Mahalach, the Ben Ishchai, Chacham Ovadio Yosef wants to go this Mahalach, that's a Chi of Gomor. Al Kaponim, we pass like the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah holds it's only a mitzvah, not a Chi of. Okay. Al Kedei Kach, listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says that he equates Malava Malka with a regular Sudas Shabbos. And he tines that his mama's got the same din. You look in the Goin. The Goin says it's a Chiv Gomu to wash and eat on Motzei Shabbos, just like Friday night. As a Shtetan going, what? Why not Kiddush?
Yeah, he said it. Like
Kaddish Hayom is no Kiddush, there's no Kiddush on Hayom, it's a regular Vach. The Yisuda has a din like Shabbos. Doesn't mean that this man is like Shabbos, this man is about to not Shabbos. Sorry?
You have to wash from
the we're going to get to that we're going to get to. But we're going to get to all the halachas, will answer all the questions for some that everybody has. Uncle Bonim, the Shlach Kaddish brings down that a person should be matbid not to do any malacha until Malava Malka. Okay, let's move on to our website.
Well, you have too much on that.
Shlakodesh, this is a first shlakodesh, this is what means malacha. Okay, let's go weiter. What about women, right? It's a yadua, right? About that everybody knows that a woman is chayiv exactly the same. Why? What's the lashon ha'gemara? Odom normally refers to male and female, and therefore, la halacha lemaisa, a woman is chayiv avada, just like a man. There's a pasuk in all the poskim, la halacha, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings it, the Chafa Chaim brings it, la halacha, that avada, a woman is chayiv in melava malka, like everybody else. And, just in case that wasn't enough for you, da'ainu a chayiv or melava malka, maisa, this is kabbalah, this will get everybody to do melava malka. It's brought down from the Naim Eli Melech, da'ainu a that it's a skula for a woman that has Malava Malka every single Motzah Shabbos. It's a skula to have an easy birth, an easy labor. And as I said, I read you the Lashon, skula le Nashim she'ochlu b'chol Motzah Shabbos Kodesh, v'chulei v'chulei. And he says, Ali Deze be'ez Hashem Yisborach, they will have an easy birth. So this Lemaisa is a gefaldik asaf. If a person wants to make sure be'ez Hashem when you get married, you tell your wife, from day one, the first Motzah Shabbos after the Chasna, we are going to Belinei to be makbid every single week to have Malava Malka, and Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, the wife will be thankful. Because when it comes to birth, Be'ez Hashem should have an easy time, and nobody will chat why, and you'll say, Baruch Hashem, we have Malava Malka. There's a very interesting chat. You know what? Let me get invited. The Bible of the person say even if she can't eat, she should still let the table. For different reasons, I'll pick a bowl of which we'll see in a moment, is a Machlekes Achreinim. Let me get invited. This man from Malava Malka. Zut the Peskim, the best time for Malava Malka is ASAP. As soon as Shabbos goes out, and what's the Svaris of the Pasha? We said when the Shabbos goes out, it's covered for the Shabbos for a person to what? Accompany the Shabbos. So once the Shabbos goes out, a person should accompany the Shabbos, and that's Lemaisa, what the Yavit says to do for Dan Shari Tshuva. Also, that as soon as Shabbos goes out, Yavit will have a Malka. Now, a lot of people not Mekayim it this way, because most of the time, they're still form Shalashidas, and really they want to have the mitzvah in the best open, eat the Suda when they're hungry, and therefore they wait a little bit. He says he showed the Sherish Vahavoida, look at Shaches. He says over there, you've good until 4 hours. Until 4 hours after Shabbos, look at the Kaf HaChaim, it seems to go the same Mahalach. 4 hours after Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Mahalach of Chatzos. You've got until Chatzos. That means you've got a chance to do the mitzvah of Malava Malka all the way till Chatzos. Even after Chatzos, it's brought down, for example, it's much more from the going this way, and the Chidor, right? Another poiskim is the Maisa, you've got the entire night. Ad Kitei Kach, Azukduk poiskim, if you didn't manage to do it on Motzei Shabbos, you can do it until Tuesday, so no worse than Abdullah. Just like a person can be mashlim, Abdullah, or Shnei Mikra, the Holocaust, but the ever the person can be makbid, we can also mashlim it. The same thing over here when it comes to Malava Malka, a person can be mashlim on all the way down till Tuesday. Says what Moshe Sternbach on Motika Chiddush, as I said to you before. He says, Motika Chiddush. He says like this, if it's Motzei Shabbos for me and it's very late, as long as there's somewhere in the world, somewhere in the world, maybe somewhere in America, somewhere in Alaska, I don't know, that are keeping Shabbos still, so then that day can still go along and do Malava Malka. As I pass through Moshe Shtamach by Alocha, and he brings down my Mekomis for that, Ayin Shom and Chuz Ben Hoggis, Chenik Aleph. Sorry?
You do it on a Tuesday. Tuesday, because Amshina
is still. Oh, it's a good child. Vada can anyway, because we said anyway, it's no worse than Abdullah. We already got to Tuesday, so Nachanami is saying a good order. But Mr. Gudda Hasidish is Achan over here. Yesterday was over, the Minikam Maron, Gavaldi. Now, let me go back. How about like this? Very Nagay case. Eat Shalashidis. And he's sitting eating Shalashidis with his mirrors, with his slavas and his shim, and everything is murdered. He looks at his watch, it's 20 minutes after Tzeis. And he's still eating, still eating, still eating. Has he also been Yotze Malava Malka? Because he's eating a Suda by Matzah Shabbos. Good, it's calling it Shalosh Shudas. But the mice he's eating a Suda, Matzah Shabbos. So a very interesting, you look at the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Eliyahu Rabbah wants to say, you Yotze. You are Yotze Malava Malka in that situation. The Aruch HaShulchan also seems to learn this way. I thought you should eat the Habakkuk later. But the essence, you've been Yotze Malava Malka, if you ate, even during Shalosh Shudas, after Nacht, after it became night. Most poskim want to be Chalik on this, you look at the Tilla David and others, they want to say no. That's how it should. Well, you have to have the Malava Malka. No, that's going to be later. Let me get back to your baseline. Oh, Mudika Zoya. I have to mention the Zoya. The Zoya Kodesh brings down. You look at the Kappa Chaim Sukkot and your Daisy brings it in Shim Shin. Mudika Zoya. Look at the Zoya. On Motzah Shabbos, every single person's Neshama Yiseira goes up to Shemaim, goes back for until next Shabbos. What happens? What's the first thing that happens to your Neshama Yiseira every single Motzah Shabbos? Goes up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu asks the following two questions. Question number one: what food did you eat? Kodesh Baruch Hu asks, what food did you get? Question number two: what Chidushei Torah did you hear over Shabbos? Those are the two questions. Then the Neshama goes weiter back into Shemayim and comes back again to us on Shabbos the next week. Al Kaponim, you see from there, those are the two ikazachim that a person in the Neshama Yisrael gets. It's probably in the Medrash, it's probably in Chazal, for other reasons, so that's the Maisa de Hanor that the Neshama Yisrael gets. Now, what's included in Malava Malka? What does it mean to make and eat Malava Malka? So there's a Lashon HaGemara. What's a Lashon HaGemara? Le'olam Yesader Eshulchanai, which is Mashma. What means Yesader? To set the table. Set the table, Pashat Ezoi. Look at the unbelievable, interesting way that the Taz and the Bach Lem Pshat says the Bach that the table has to be set like a beautiful Suda with cutlery, with plates, with glasses, and napkins, and fruits, and food. It's like a Valdiga Suda. Why? Yisad Ozan Shulchana, as I state in the Gemara. Comes along the Maisa of the Taz and says, no, as long as you have a tablecloth, you have a knife, and a fork, and a plate, that's good enough. Not enough you need fruit, and food, and nuts, and beautiful things. And the Maisa, Aloch and the Maisa, the Mishabur Paskins like the Taz is that a person should actually lay the table. It's a very nechosh v'zach to do. That a person, I'm trying to be makbid every single week, to put the tablecloth on, to make candles that the Rav Shulchan Aruch brings down. Is that a person should be sadar shulchan, and this is the mitzvah, this azoy shteik in the Gemara. Let me get back to what do you have to eat? In order to be Yotze Malava Malka, right? So the mice and the few mode post game, let's look at the going. The going to the Badafka, you've got to eat pas. And the old, Mamish Roshayla. What do you have to eat for Malava Malka? The feed the going, and the Chaya Odom, the Ketashulchan, the Kafachayim, the Chashulchan. You have to eat bread. That means there's, again, the whole thing's a mitzvah. But to Makayim the mitzvah, you have to be able to wash it down and eat bread, right? Okay. However, what happens often is a person, he can't, it's too late at night, he can't get to any bread, he still stuff from Shalom. Shudas, whatever it may be, we said last week that a person, I'll be the same for Shabbos, should make sure during Shabbos Shudas not to eat too much. Oh, but the mice of a person is stuck and he cannot eat bread for whatever reason. The Chidah says, Avad, you could be Yotze with a biscuit, piece of cake, or any other mezonos. You could be Yotze, your chiv, your mitzvah of Malava Malka. So it's a good thing to remember. If a person is stuck, he comes home, Chayes, he comes up to Shabbos, back wherever else to Shabbos, there's no bread around, he can't get to any shops, he's stuck. The Maisa Zuk to Chidah, Avad, you take a biscuit, take a piece of cake, he could be Yotze with that, that's Avad, no problem whatsoever. Fruits, the Magen Avraham, the Eliyahu Rabbah, they hate to say Avad, a person bidi ever can even Makayim, the mitzvah of Malava Malka. With an apple, with a bunch of grapes, whatever you bring, and the Maisa Alocha, the Maisa, the Rav Shulchan Aruch brings us, and the Zoy Paskin Alocha and Mishnevurin Sanan Shen, that if other person can be kind of mitzvah or Malava Malka, even with food. Adki de Kach, Rabbi, listen to this. Says the Yavitz, you can even be kind of Malava Malka with a coffee or a tea. I say Paskin Alocha and Shesha Shulchan Aruch Chayim, no, and Shmi Shabbos Kul Chotzoy. Again, Rabbi said, this is claw, that Lachatchila Shom Lachatchila Badish we pass, and then the next hour gives Mazinus. But with the evidence of a person, sometimes you don't feel well and don't feel gishmak, stomach's got a problem, whatever it may be, then a brother you should know, don't do nothing. Hot, at least get something. At least be yaita this yaibit and have yourself a tea or a coffee. Now, the Maisa, like we said by Shana Shudas, it was given a tan of not a tzar. So if by you eating, there's going to be a tremendous tzar because you're so stuffed, you don't feel well, whatever it may be, you're not machai to put yourself in tzar and a brother's beseda. Sorry?
I've only shot a Shuriston too, but I never hit it.
Are you waiting for that? No, I should get something to shoot up. Let me go back to the Rav Moshe Sternberg wrote down that his minhag is to eat leftover fruit from Shabbos Kodesh. The Mordechai Sudas Mitzvah of Sheinberg, that's how he used to say that if we realized the Hashibas of a Sudas Mitzvah, we would go and pick up and lick every crumb off the floor. There's some sofa. The camera, now, Mamakumis, we're already late. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, sorry? Rav Yosef Chaim Zonneveld used to dafka cook new food, dafka from a lava malka, that's the chashir, right? They should have rum, brings down, you can have milchiks. Okay, we're not going to get into it right now. Lemaisa, a person of others should try, like we said, to have bread, that's the best thing to do. Now, the last thing we have to do is. Okay, that's a mice. Okay, let me get candles. There's an Indian brothers like candles. I have to mention this. Ah, Moshe, state in the Baal Shem Tov that if a person lights four candles for Melava Malka, Muvtach Loi, that Dovid HaMelech is together with you right now. Two candles, as a state in the Baal Shem Tov, ich weiß nicht. Let me get invited to a Baisai. Benching. When it comes to benching, most people, I promise I have to finish, so let me just finish. Most people say, when it comes to benching the Kapachai, they've been described that a bad person should say Migdil, not Magdil, it's a din of a Mamash Chosh of a Shabbos Suda, and a bad person should sing Zmiris, you look at the Russian, the Beisaisa, the Buchacha, the Prisha, the Taz, a bad person should sing Zmiris, the Chosh of the Zach, and it could be, again, with a Paschal like this, with the Oshis, the whole Adkade Kach, that Malabah Malkas, the Shaykh, the Shabbos, that even if it falls during the 9 days, I can eat meat during the 9 days during Malabah Malkas. Now, the Maisa, we don't Paschal that way, but in Shabbos, for example, in Antwerp, they wish to Paschal this way. I want to finish with one last Maisa. I heard this Maisa a while ago from a Yid. It states, as we saw before, Shabbat Lekat, that there's a certain bone in a person's body that gets mother and it gets sustenance when a person eats Malabah Malkas, and it can never be destroyed, and you can't even burn such a bone. And the Maisa, this bone is the bone that gives us the curve for Tzkeles HaMeisim. So if a person wants to make sure that he'll be around by Tzkeles HaMeisim, it's kedai to eat Malabah Malkas, because Malabah Malkas gives the koichas to this bone. Now, look at the Maisa. I'll tell you, you've got a Maisa Shehoya. Maisa Shehoya. There was a Yid in Auschwitz. A Yid in Auschwitz that his job was, the Nazis gave him an unbelievable job. Terrible, terrible, terrible job. Because he had to go through the dust of all the human bodies that were burnt over there after they were never killed, and he had to go through to find if they had any gold teeth, or they had any hidden jewellery down there, all sorts of things that they had. And this guy, Nebuch, a terrible, terrible thing, this is a Yidden Mamish, and he had to go through to find anything that was of value to the Germans in Machshavah in order to give it to them to make some money. The Maisa, he came across, this was a Maisa Shahoya, he came across every single few minutes, everything like a type, like a bone, right? Now you can imagine these things were put into flames, such a high heat that every single bone was pushed into dust, into flour. But he kept on coming across some kind that looked like a bone. It looked weird because it had been burnt, whatever, but it was always it was like a hard thing. And eventually he took one away, smuggled it out, and he showed it to someone after. They said to him, that's the bone. That's the bone that if a person has Malava Malka, it will never, ever be destroyed. And that is what gives us the koichas and the tchiles of tchiles amazim. And that's the yesoid, that's how the physicals are, and that's the yesoid Beis Hashem of Malava Malka. We should be zoicha Beis Hashem to make this mitzvah in the Mordechai Mahalach. Okay.